Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you think we're opening with the same thing today?
That's a good question. I think maybe with a tick less enthusiasm, but I think we probably still would have dipped our toe in this maybe. Yeah, I think so.
I think it still pertains true what we're saying. I don't know if I would have felt compelled to start with it today because of the loss last night to Washington. It truly does open up things in the NFC East. It's hard for me to really go there because I don't believe the Giants are going to win this week. It doesn't mean first of all, I've got every game so far with the Giants right, just picking the winner this year. So hopefully they can prove me wrong this time. And if they do, then everything changes completely.
Oh, God, they win this weekend.
Yeah, right now they're on the precipice. What is the line you said? 6.5?
Six and a half.
Okay. Either way, if they win this weekend, everything changes. The way the league looks at them, the way that everything, the reality of the situation changes. I don't expect them to beat Denver. But if they do, then who's to say that they couldn't follow it up with another win against Washington? Who's to say that they couldn't go on a run? Now, I don't foresee that. But it is possible. What I do think definitively, regardless of what happened with Washington last night or what happened with the Cowboys on Sunday, is that the gap has been closed by the Giants. And there is true reason to believe, while still evaluating Dable and Dart this year, to believe that as soon as next year, it's on. It's back on. By the way, it's not just about the rookie quarterback. We mentioned the defense. Like, their defense should be ready to win now. Brian Burns is a win now player. Abdul Carter, even though he's a rookie, he's still an impact now player. Not to mention Dexter Lawrence or Kayvon Thibodeau or everybody else that we've talked about with that Giants defense. And it seems that they've gotten better as the weeks have gone here as well. So I do really believe that next year, and I know you want to get to next year now as we go into week 7, but I do think that as soon as next year, the Giants are back in play for real in the NFC.
Well, here's why, and again, I don't think they're going to win the division, and I'm with you, next year is going to be a little different, get neighbors back, have a good offseason, etc. But think about if the Giants had this porous, soft, I guess like the Jets, defense, right? Even though the Jets defense was better this week. Then you're basically asking Jackson Dart to keep you in games every single week against really good teams in tough venues. That's unfair, and that's unrealistic. But because they have spent so much draft capital and so many resources on that defense, many of whom are either entering their prime or in it, like Lawrence and Burns, you know, Kayvon's entering it. Obviously, Abdul Carter's just getting started, as you said, and some better play in the secondary. You won't need Jackson Dart to carry this team to relevance. Like, say if he has a rough day against Denver,
right?
Why can't the Giants win 14-10?
Right.
Like, why not?
To get to the postseason or really compete, you're going to have to win games like that. He's not going to be perfect. I mean, you can't have the 5 turnovers that you had against New Orleans, obviously. But yeah, the defense is going to have to carry them at some point. Also, you mentioned this before. I think off the air we're talking about it, where it is a shame that there's no Malik Nabers there.
Oh,
because that
gosh.
Could just change. Like, they are going to need another receiver to get to another level. Even with Slayton healthy, it's just not good enough. And he's obviously banged up. So, you know, they're lacking in that department. That speaks to how good Scadaboo and Dart have been, that they haven't even really missed Malik Nabers. But to really get to another level, they're going to need their star back.
Yeah, no, there's no question. And there's some receivers out there. Again, this is a little bit before we really need to get into it seriously. But that's why I said if they win either this week or in Philly, and they're both on the road, unfortunately. But if you get one of those two wins, hey, now at least there's something to think about before November 2nd, which is trade deadline day.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think the next two games are probably the toughest on their schedule remaining.
You have the thing, you have it all popped up? All right.
Yeah.
Well, San Francisco's after Philly, right? Let's run through it. Go
ahead. San Fran at home after that.
Okay. Yeah,
now, not that these games are easy, but I think that this is the back-to-back, like, oof.
Yeah.
At Denver, at Philly, home against the Niners, at Chicago, Bears playing better, okay.
Yeah. Tough weather probably, too.
Home against the Packers.
Yeah, they beat them with DeVito.
Yeah, at Lions. That's what I'm saying. Like, these are all difficult games, but in isolation, they're not like back-to-back road games against the Broncos, who have the best defense in the NFL, and the Eagles, who you just already beat. Like, those are tough matchups back to back. So individually, okay, Niners at home, it's a winnable game. Tough game, but winnable game. In Chicago, absolutely a winnable game. Home against the Packers, winnable game. In Detroit, all right, tough matchup. I don't think they're going to win that one, but whatever, not impossible. And they're not going to win them all anyway. At New England, not as easy as you thought maybe early on in the year, but still, it's not like the Patriots can't be beat. And then they've after the bye, home against the Commanders, home against the Vikings, at the Raiders, home against the Cowboys.
Some wins there.
Yeah, I can make a good argument they can win minimum three out of those four, if not run the table.
Raiders look bad. Dallas is, you know, obviously they're
beatable. They're beating Dallas.
Who were the other two before that? Raiders, Dallas.
Commanders at home, Vikings at home.
Yeah, I mean, they always played the Commanders tough. Even, you know, going back a couple of years ago with Daniel Jones, they tied a game, and they I don't want to say they should have won against the Commanders this year, but if they had Dart, they could have. Yeah, I mean, this makes it exciting here, and I do... I don't think you or I are losing sight of the true story, which is more next year.
Right.
But it doesn't mean there's not a flicker of hope this year. And let me ask you this before we get back to the calls. If I said, all right, Sal, because I thought it would be a gaudy win total that would win the NFC East. If I said, what's the number of wins that you, whether it's the Commanders or Philly, whomever you think is going to win it?
I mean, probably at least 11? 12. Yeah,
you
maybe
think
more.
12?
Yeah,
I don't know more. If it's going to be 12.
Well, no. I'm saying coming into the year.
Oh, okay. What about now?
You're saying now?
Yeah. 11?
10?
Yeah, I think, probably 11 because of the extra game. 10's low.
And for the Giants, like, that's why I don't think it's realistic that they're going to get
there. Yeah.
If it's going to be a division win for them, it's going to have to be at 9 wins. Like, 9 wins would be a lot at this point for the Giants, I think. And that would be an extremely successful season. BT and Sal on the Fan. Kevin is calling from Howell. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Kev.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Kev.
What's up? So my take on the Giants is well, here it is. So, coming off the heels of the Yankees losing, right, getting eliminated out of the playoffs, we got a Thursday night game playing against the Eagles. I thought they'd get killed, right? I thought they'd lose by 2 or 3 touchdowns. So, they kind of took everyone by storm, excited about the future. But Dart being so close with Scadaboo kind of scares me a little bit because Scadaboo is so crazy that he runs through everyone and smashes his head into things. Dart's got to learn how to slide. He's got to learn how to run out of bounds, or he's going to get hurt. He ain't going to last the rest of this season.
Yep, that's true.
So it's definitely exciting, right? I think New York football and the Jets are, you know, they're a disaster, but we're waiting for someone to kind of come up and grab everyone and take the spotlight. Scadaboo did it in OTAs, did it in the preseason. Now Dart's coming out. The Eagles are interesting because they played all close games. They lost the last 2 weeks. Hurts has not played really well, particularly. The pick was terrible. The end of the first half was awful. Now, I'll tell you this. Dable taking the timeout at the end of the first half was equally as awful. So, he could have...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They should have gotten 3 points, the Eagles, and then Hurts runs out the clock, you know, without
any time. Well, they also missed a bomb. I forget who he overshot, and that could have been a quick six.
Too.
So
that game could have been closer.
It could have been.
I think it wasn't as close as the score.
Well,
so when you guys say they blew him out, they didn't really blow him out.
Well, no, I disagree, Kev. Yeah. I disagree. Good call. I appreciate the stuff here. But the Giants that night, you tell me if this feels like the Giants asserted themselves and imposed their will. The Giants were 11 for 16 on third down. Phenomenal. They had almost 180-yard rushing yards. Phenomenal. They were 3 for 3 in the red zone. Phenomenal. And they had no turnovers. That's pretty good.
I'm not even going based off of the final score, which was 34-17. I'm going based off of watching the game. The Giants dominated that game from start to finish. And as somebody who picked the Giants to win outright, I never once felt like the Eagles were going to win that game from start to finish. Never once felt like the Eagles were a real threat to win that game. That, to me, is domination, where they dominated the interior all the way around, defensively, offensively. It was a dominant performance. Doesn't mean that they didn't leave some, you know, make some mistakes. They're not perfect. Philadelphia made some mistakes that didn't help along the way, but I never once felt like the Eagles were really going to win that football game. To me, that's dominant. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. One thing that he did say that I think should be noted, even though like you could say this with any team and pretty much any important player, especially a quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously, if Dark gets hurt, everything that we're talking about is derailed, certainly for this year, and you hope it's not significant to the point where it would impact him next year. And I do understand that he is at times reckless, and he's got to learn that because he's gonna, if something happens to him and he gets hurt and he's out 4 weeks, that's it. That's a wrap. Like, they cannot win games with Russell Wilson, or certainly not the way that they could win games with Jackson Dart. So we know that going in, the priority should be maximizing his ability and excitement and all those things, but also making sure you corral it to a point where he's not reckless to get himself hurt.
I don't think that's ever going to really happen enough where Giant fans feel safe when Jackson Dart leaves the pocket. I think that's who he is. Now, Josh Allen even learned a little bit. I mean, you don't have to put the pads down as you're going out of bounds. I mean, it's okay to tiptoe once in a while, but if there's a first down to be had, if there's a goal line to touch, you know, if there's a pylon to reach out and get, he's going for it. He's going face first, and that's why you love him.
Which is exactly right. Dino's calling from Bayside, Queens. What's up, Dino?
Shall BT, Giant Blue, baby. What's going on?
How are you, Dino?
All right, bud.
Good. No Soto, no Sal. No, just kidding.
Yeah. Well, for the Yankees, no Soto, no success.
Listen, let's order Roberto's Pizza when the Giants won the Super Bowl. That was the lucky charm. Order the pizzas for the Giant, guys. Fan can afford it. We got to order the pizzas from Roberto's when we won the Super Bowl. That's where the pizzas came from.
Yeah, how about they get to 500 first, and then maybe we'll think about ordering Roberto's.
One other quick question.
I'll take baked clams instead.
One other quick one, guys. I'm not a Jet fan, but what about Uncle Stevie buying the Jets and bringing them back to Citi Field and getting out of MetLife Stadium?
All for it. Now, they're not going to play at Citi Field, but, you know, it's just that wouldn't happen. I would love for Steve Cohen to buy the Jets. I would do anything.
Look at their record at MetLife Stadium. Get him out. Bring him back to Shea. Yeah. Let's go.
Look at their record. Look at their record anyway. You have something on the Giants, Dino, or you want to talk about other stuff that's off topic today?
No, I'm saying the Giants, Big Blue. That's where they ordered the pizza. They're looking great. Right. So, I'm really excited.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Dino.
I didn't know Umberto's made pizza. Hey, I didn't know that. I really didn't.
I don't recall. But either way, yes, we'll order the pizza once the Giants get back to relevancy here and make you happy, Dino, if that's your thing. Whatever pizza you order brings you good luck. What I will say about Steve Cohen buying the Jets, let him finish the job with the Mets here first.
I wish he would buy the Jets. Can you get
the Mets to the postseason back-to-back years and maybe go win a championship there and then worry about getting another franchise out of the abyss?
Right next to the casino.
Yeah.
Little Jets' new home.
I mean,
it would be fitting.
We've talked about that forever. This has been going on. Like, the Jets should be playing on Long Island. Brian is calling from, and right now they shouldn't be playing in the NFL. Brian is calling from Northport. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Okay.
So, Sal, I love the fact that you opened with this today because I was just waiting for BT for you to eviscerate the Jets, which I'm sure you'll get to.
Well, we did it yesterday. You know?
But I've been waiting for this to happen. I feel like in 2 weeks from now, there's a distinct possibility. It's a long shot. We could be tied for first. And the other thing is, I love the fact that we are not going to be looking for a quarterback in the next draft. And 2 or 3 years from now, we could be looking back at this draft class as one of the best that the Giants have ever had in Scadaboo, Carter, and Dart.
Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, potentially. Now, you're right, Brian. It's going to take some work, and thank you for the call. We do appreciate the positive vibes, though. It's possible. That's the thing. Everything you just said, while it may not seem that realistic at the moment, it is very possible. Are we getting a little carried away? I don't think this is overreacting to 1 week or even just one game beating down the Eagles. This is now reacting to what we saw in the preseason, to what we saw in flashes when he came in as a backup in just, you know, certain spots for Russell Wilson, and what we've seen in three games since, including the loss in New Orleans. You could see it's different with the Giants, the way that they move the football with Jackson Dart under center. So I would be excited about their draft class, no question about it. I'm excited about Jackson Dart and the possibilities. I wouldn't say that they're going to be in first place in a couple of weeks, but to his point, I mean, there is a realistic chance that they could go beat the Broncos and beat the Eagles, and all of a sudden they do that. Now it is realistic to talk about the NFC East this year.
The big picture is very, very encouraging, but, you know, smaller snapshot, and we talked about this. Giants look good. If, you know, there's good vibes here. And oh, yeah, by the way, Eagles going out to play Minnesota, and the Commanders are playing Dallas. So either Washington or Dallas will have another loss. And, you know, I don't even know who listen, could the Eagles beat the Vikings? Sure. If they lose, would it surprise you? The answer is no.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.